Daisy.
And I'm Terry.
And this is the Monday Mindset Podcast,
where we talk about things of interest to us and hopefully to you.
So let's get started with episode number 32. This week, we thought we'd do something a little bit different. We're actually recording just before Christmas, but this episode will be coming out squarely between Christmas and New Year. It's that time of year where a lot of us tend to look back on the year we're finishing and look forward to the next year that we're starting. And we thought it might be nice to start off 2021 with a few suggestions and thoughts from us about tips that you can use to head into 2021 with a more positive mindset.
So Daisy, one of the things I was thinking about as we talked about doing this is I wrote down a few things. I think you wrote down a few things. And what's funny is that when we got on here to begin today, we realized that we wrote down some similar things.
Yeah.
And so either we have started to share a brain through doing this activity together, or these are just some common themes. The first thing that I wrote down, and I think you also, is that I really want to focus heading into the new year, especially coming off a challenging year, something that does harken back to a very early episode of Monday Mindset Podcast, and that is the idea of some type of gratitude. And you talked about the gratitude journal. And when I think about it for me right now, what I want to do is be in the mindset of gratitude more often. So the journal may be part of it, taking time throughout the day to just stop and recenter in that place of gratitude. But I think that attitude of gratitude is really something that I want to make more a part of my life in this coming year.
Yes, me too. I actually wrote down something slightly different. I put gratitude or positivity journal. Because the thing that came up for me was one when I redid the exercise of thinking of three things I was grateful for that day. It didn't have as much impact for me as it did the first time. And speaking to different people who were inspired to do a similar thing or were already in the process of doing some kind of journal already, what I really loved to hear about were the different questions that you could think to ask yourself. And you know me with my rebel tendency, I always like to come up with my own thing. I don't like to be told what to do, how to do something in a particular way. So I think what would be nice is for, if people do think this might be a good idea, is to come up with some new and interesting questions. So it could be the typical, what am I grateful for today? But other questions you could ask might be things like, what did I learn today? What did I learn about myself today? What made me smile? What feels hopeful in something that happened today? How maybe can I reframe something that didn't go so well and find a positive element from that? Or again, harking back to, what can I learn from that? What can I learn? Maybe what can I learn from a mistake I made today? And maybe think about things in the other direction. What did I do to make somebody else smile today? So why not? Yes, let's call it the gratitude journal, gratitude or positivity journal, whatever you want to call it, but come up with your own questions, your own ideas, things that you think might inspire and help you moving forward day to day.
I like that.
So sort of building on what's gone before, I guess.
I really like that. And I was smiling as you were started that because the second thing I wrote down, my list is a little less detailed than yours, but the second thing I wrote down is just the key word to me, positive. Because in the last couple of months, some of the episodes that you and I have done and I've been looking again at the books Atomic Habits by James Clear and Tiny Habits by BJ Fogg. And both of them highlight the power of positive reinforcement, if we're working on changing habits or behaviors, that to do a little positive reinforcement in the moment, they kind of refer to this as kind of celebrating. And so even the small steps rather than the big steps, and you and I have talked about this in several different episodes, and the most recent one with Rick Hansen and his son Forrest, talking about spending more time in that place of positivity. And I think, although I know this cognitively, it is not always easy for me to do. And so as I look toward where I want to be, where I want my energy to be this year, I want to be more mindful about hanging out in those positive moments, highlighting them for myself. So my positivity journal might even be not only three things I'm grateful for from today, but three things that I enjoyed today, or three positive things from today. I could simplify it even, but in the moment, I want to take more time to recognize the positive and sit with that feeling. I want to cause my neural pathways to strengthen around those positive things more.
And you mentioned atomic habits and small steps. Is it small steps? Tiny steps.
Tiny habits.
Tiny habits. Get there in the end. I'm looking at what, see, I wrote down small steps was what I wrote down. And it's a little book, actually, which I'm going to use 1 week. It's called, I think, The Kaizen Way, which is at least what this author talks about, is what these little micro steps are based on. But it just made me think, I think especially this time of year, it's that time of year where a lot of people make New Year's resolutions. As a rebel and a questioner, I'm not a big fan of New Year's resolutions. They're for upholders and obligers. They're the people who do well with those. But the thing that I was thinking about when it got into my mind, thinking about this time of year, New Year's resolutions, how a lot of people tend to see the new year as a fresh start and a time to make these big resolutions. And often they are big. This is the year I'm going to lose all the weight I've been meaning to lose. This is the year I'm going to train to run a marathon. This is the year, you know, you get the idea. Big things. And I'm definitely somebody who tends to look a bit too much at the big picture when I should look at the smaller steps. This is more I'm talking about when I start to worry about things. Things become overwhelming. I think about all the things I need to do. And what I tend to do is get none of them done because I just shut down and have to switch my brain off, because it's my brain that's going on and on and on about this massive to-do list. And so I have to switch it off by doing something that switches it off, doing online jigsaws, watching Netflix, whatever it is, and I get nothing done, which of course makes me feel worse, adds to the problem the next day. What I need to do, of course, is to focus on the small steps. But it got me thinking along these lines of New Year's resolutions, and also how we tend to compare ourselves to other people. So, you know, you might have a friend who's said they're going to train for a marathon and they actually do train for a marathon and they're going great guns, and you might have made some kind of resolution around exercise. And it made me think of this book and an example in the book where a woman who came to see him was wanting to, I think, improve her fitness, do more exercise, was struggling with it, blah, 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 the usual. But what he said to her was, what I would like you to do is spend a minute every day marching on the spot in front of your favorite TV program. And she looked at him like, you know, he was a bit crazy and said, is that all? Yeah, that's all. That's the point of tiny steps, is to break it down into something very, very small. But the other thing that that got me thinking of was, don't compare your commitment to making some kind of tiny step towards a goal with other people. So maybe your overall goal might be to improve your fitness in 2021. And your tiny step towards doing that is, whatever it is, marching on the spot for a minute every day, walking up and down your steps 10 times, doing 3 sit-ups a day, whatever it is, a tiny step, something that you can commit to. If you can commit to that and keep doing it every day, that's going to be a huge achievement. It's going to give you those little dopamine hits. It's going to really build a momentum towards improving your fitness. Imagine if you do that every day for the whole year. That's going to be incredible. But don't be comparing yourself to somebody else who set a bigger goal and might look like they're achieving it. And don't look at yourself as underachieving in comparison.
I think another piece of that that's important is for so many of us, as much as we want to be individuals, as humans, we also copy other behavior. And so oftentimes we hear someone else is doing something, and so we decide that's what we should do. And I think when you were talking about not comparing yourself, to me, it also stands out. If something a friend or someone else is doing inspires you, maybe pay attention to what does it inspire you to do versus you don't have to do the same thing. Maybe take that kind of inspiration that you get from watching someone else identify their goal and start taking steps to allowing yourself to identify your goal rather than you have to now do the same type of thing. So Daisy, if you tell me you're going to train for a marathon this year, I am not going to mirror you and train for a marathon. But
don't worry, Terry, I am not going to train for a marathon this year.
But I can get some energy from your enthusiasm about your goals. And I think that could be important. I also wrote on my list, I wrote out no huge resolution. And I've always been someone who really disliked New Year's resolutions.
Me too.
It's similar to me, though, that feeling I have about not liking a to-do list. Because I don't often follow through with it, of course, then it just becomes really discouraging. It feels like another thing. I don't like to use this word, but I think people understand when you say it becomes another feeling of failure. I said I'm going to do this great big thing this year and I didn't do it.
Yeah, for this time next year.
Right. But I think it's important that the way I'm trying to look at it is this is a good time to reflect on where I am right now and where I'd like to be when I check back in next year. Because I think this is a natural time to check in with yourself and reflect. I think that's a good evaluative process that we do. But rather than like with shame and blame versus to say, where am I now? And where do I want to see myself and experience being in a year from now? What things feel important enough to me? So like you said, if it's a health goal, if it's a fitness goal, if it's a sleep goal, if it's a relational goal or educational goal or a career goal or whatever it is. And for me, my focus this year is a little less on outwardly measurable goals and more on my own inner world, how I want to feel, how I want to experience things, positive things and difficult things. So again, thinking about our goals or our focus of what we want to work on this year doesn't have to be something big, measurable. It can be a very internal process as well.
That's interesting because that made me think about talking just then about the big picture and it feeling overwhelming and looking at the small steps. I can remember thinking about that almost in the reverse in a beneficial way. When I was on my weight loss journey, when I had a significant amount of weight to lose and would get very frustrated with periods of time where I wasn't losing, you know, what people would call a stall, what I would call taking a bit of a breather now, or a period of maintenance. Certainly at the time, it was the dreaded stall. And I can remember having a chat with myself and saying, these things take time. And I guess basically saying, the big picture is made up of small steps. But what I would look at then is the opposite, is the big picture, and think exactly what you just said just then about where do I want to be in a year's time. I would think to myself, okay, I'm doing the right things. all I need to do is keep plodding along, doggedly doing the same things because they are working, even if they're working slowly. And I need to forget about the weight loss per week, per month, and think about if you keep doing what you're doing now, when you look back in a year's time, you're going to be that much further towards your goal than you are at this point. And I just kept reminding myself of that. And sure enough, when I look back in a year's time, not saying I got to where I wanted to get, because actually that wasn't the goal. It was just to be further forwards. Mm-hmm. Because a year's a long time and there's a lot you can achieve in that. If you just keep taking those little steps forward, mm-hmm. you will be able to look back and have got that bit closer to where you want to be.
Absolutely.
So I need to think about that. You were saying those different parts of your life. It's inspired me to think about, yeah, what is that thing that I can take small steps towards that is a bigger picture goal that I can look back in a year's time and be that bit closer to it than I am now.
It's interesting that you say that, Daisy, because one of the things I'm aware of is, for me, I can do what you described earlier as I can get really focused on something, a big task or something I need to accomplish, and feel really stressed out, and then have to do something to really shut my mind off, as you said. So for me, that would be listening to podcasts or watching Netflix. And what I realize is I go too much in cycles of completely on or completely off.
Mm.
And so you and I have talked a little bit about one of my recent things that I've found that I enjoy is listening to a podcast. And what I recognized the other day is they have about, I think, 500 episodes. And so I can very easily spend so much time listening and lose track of what's actually important to me that I want to be accomplishing. And so another piece for me heading into the new year, kind of like what you were just describing with your weight loss journey, is I don't have to do anything big scale right away, but I want to work on just moderating my time differently, structuring my life in a way that achieves both that shut off time, so that downtime, but also allows me productivity time. And I think that's something that I have struggled with. I'm either on or off. And I am looking for this year to be, to develop my habits more of structuring my life to achieve the things I want, while also taking time to relax and enjoy moments as well. It's hard though when you're listening to My Favorite Murder. I mean, how can you not just listen to that for hours?
Yes, that brings to mind something that you remind me of often, actually, is a reframing of those periods of time where I've been complaining to you about how I've got nothing done because it's been one of those days where I've had to switch my brain off and I've been so unproductive and I've been beating myself up talking to you about it. And you've encouraged me to reframe that in a more positive way, in that, you know, it served its purpose, you having that downtime or you switching your brain off from that overload. It did serve a purpose. And it just made me think of a post that came up in my Facebook group today with somebody who'd come back into the group who'd been away for 3 years. And, you know, she said over this period of time that she had tried and failed many times. She was talking about diet, but you could be talking about anything with this. And it just made me think, because of course, naturally, like I did with that, you know, beating myself and talking to you about the lack of productivity, of course, what she was focusing on was the failed part. And as it is so often, is so much easier to do as an outsider looking at what somebody else says. What struck me was the word you should be focusing on here is tried. You tried so many times. So which is the more important word out of tried and failed? To me, it's tried. And that shows that you're somebody who's very determined. You have determination to succeed. You have determination to reach these goals you set. You just haven't figured out the best way to do that yet. I put it in terms of a jigsaw puzzle. You just haven't figured out how to put the pieces together properly yet, but you do know. You're just trying to put the jigsaw parts together with mittens on or something. Do you know what I mean? You know the answers, they're in there. We've just got to help you figure them out. But the fact that you tried and failed and tried again so many times shows me that you're a very determined person. So I guess really what I'm getting at in that long-winded ramble is just to, sometimes when you're beating yourself up about things, is to reframe it and actually see what you can take from that in a more positive light. That's where we started. So that's where we can wrap up, I think, with just trying to reframe in a positive way, or in a what can I learn from this kind of way, heading into a new year, which I certainly feel there's a buzz of hopefulness about and positivity.
And one of the things that you just described, I'm going to take this as an analogy for me, a visual. Your example of doing a jigsaw puzzle with mittens on makes me really think about the word try and failure. And really, it's about, if it's something you already know the skills and know the information, it's now about focusing on removing barriers. Mm. So if I want to lose weight and let's say sugar is a barrier for me, how can I remove sugar from my daily environment? How can I take off those mittens so that I can do this jigsaw puzzle? Because I know how to do it. I like that analogy of going back to, you know, again, where we began and how to focus on the positive and remove barriers to help us achieve the positive things that we want.
Well, Terry, you've certainly helped make 2020 a much better year than it started. It didn't start well for me at all, and you've really helped me with that. So I'd just like to say thank you very much for your friendship. Thank you very much for agreeing to do this podcast with me. It's been very helpful in my own journey, and I wish you all the very best and positive things for 2021, as well as you at home who are listening right now. Happy 2021.
Thanks, Daisy, and I feel the same. Your friendship has meant a great deal to me this year, and although you had to twist my arm a little bit to do this podcast, this has been a great experience for me and has helped keep me focused on things that I want to be bringing into my life and things that I want to be having less of in my life as far as habits and things. So this has been great for me in so many ways. So thank you. And I hope all of our listeners are enjoying themselves right now and looking toward ways that they can make this new year what they want it to be, regardless of what's going on externally. Take good care, everybody.
Take good care.